This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Katie Brown. The 12th annual Black History Month art exhibition at the Gilroy Center for the Arts is wrapping up this week. Louise Shields has curated the event since its inception and is one of four artists featured this year.
We are reflecting on the past, honoring the Black historical legends and the contemporary men and women who continue to make a significant impact in our world.
Those legends include Martin Luther King Jr., investigative journalist Ida B. Wells, and Carter G. Woodson. He founded Negro History Week a century ago, which led to the creation of Black History Month. Shields is also highlighting the stories of lesser-known African Americans in her art.
Claudette Colvin, who was really the first young lady that said, "I'm not giving up my seat for anyone just because of my skin color," and she doesn't get as noticed as Rosa Parks. So I wanted to make sure that those folks who aren't really always in the books, it's their story told and they're not forgotten.
Shields hopes people will
take away some knowledge, will take away some pride, will take away something that they did not know.
The exhibition runs through Saturday, February 28th. Weapon spending by federal immigration enforcement agencies surged last year. That's according to a new report put out by California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff. Reporting from our California newsroom partner, LAist, found ICE spending commitments increased 360% last year on guns, less lethal weapons, ammunition, and related gear. The Department of Homeland Security, which includes ICE, said in a statement that the weapons investments for law enforcement agencies weren't newsworthy. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow.